Indians.
It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome back to Marion Local here in the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Brownie, we're back here for the varsity game. PG Judy only needs 9 points to break 1,000. I mean, hopefully he does it tonight, but if not, he'll for sure do it tomorrow at home. So that's a great thing to see.
Got to be happy there for Petey Judy, you know, playing alongside him. Got to see him score quite a few of those, 1,000. But hopefully our Indians can just all around compete tonight. I hope to see a good matchup. It's a good Marion Local team. They're front runners in the MAC right now, and Indians are going to have their hands full. So.
Yep. And thank you to our quarter sponsor tonight, Pollen Mechanical, first quarter, second quarter, Wrangler Hardware, third quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance, and fourth quarter, Cal Pharmacy. We're going to go into our first commercial break. And we'll have a talk with the coach. Thank you to Neil Spencer. We'll be back after this here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here with Coach Mike Bayshore on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we're playing Marion Local tonight. Coach, what are we going to have to look for in Marion Local, and how are we going to go about coming out of here with a victory?
Well, anytime you go on the road in the MAC, it's a tough place to play, but especially when you have to go to the defending state champions home with arguably the best player in the MAC on their team and the Bruns kid. So we got our work cut out for us. You know, he's tall, so he's kind of a matchup nightmare for people because he can shoot from the outside. But they're just physical. They play really good defense. They make you earn everything, and they're patient on offense. But if you can be patient and you can make some shots, you can hang around with them. So we kind of hope maybe get a repeat of last year, and maybe it'll come down to the last second shot, and maybe this time it'll go in for us.
That would be good. That was an exciting one last year. Speaking of exciting shots, we might have one tonight. Peyton Judy looking to go to 1,000. I believe he needs 11 points to get 1,000 points for his career. Tell us a little about Peyton and how we're going to try to work things around here.
We have him at 9, so we're 9 away. But, you know, he's just worked really hard at his game, you know, since we got here. I think he's improved since day one, since Coach Linden and I took over. You know, but it's not a secret. Our offense runs through him. Marion Local knows that, so it's going to be tough for him. I think if we can get him on the move and he can find some shots in the break, which he's really good at hitting a three in transition, you know, and he's getting better at defense. He's near the top of the league in steals. So I think if he can find the way to see the ball go through the net a few times early on, I think it'll, you know, his game will open up a little bit more that way.
All right. We've been talking with Coach Mike Bayshore here at Marion Local. Thanks a lot, Coach. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Thanks, Coach.
cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at Marion Local High School here in the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Thank you to Wayne Street Market for the pregame show tonight here with the Flyers. Varsity boys competition, like I've said a lot. Bronny, he's 9 points away. I mean, that's what everyone's kind of waiting for, that 9 points. And I thought for sure he'd get out for Army, but he only came up with 11. So we'll see if he can get nine tonight. Starting for the Marion Local Flyers, number 5, a senior, Nathan Bruns. He is also a 1,000-point scorer, I think, Browning. So
he is.
I'm guessing Petey will have him, and then he'll be guarding Petey tonight. Another senior, number 20, Nick Tangeman, joined by another senior, number 21, Sam Hewlettman, and last senior in the starting lineup, number 22, Matt Reisman. Then followed with a junior, number 23, Matt Everman, starting for the Indians here, Brownie.
We have number 2, Peyton Judy, the senior. Number 3, Derek Judy, a sophomore guard. Number 10, Clayton Pearson, at guard. Number 12, Clay Schmidt, at forward. And number 15, Noah Leonard, playing center for the Indians.
So different lives. Grant Kanapke is not in the starting line tonight, but he'll be replaced by Clayton Pearson, a senior. So good chance here for Clayton to get some minutes and some points for the Indians and Coach Bayshore. So we won't have a starting line
as we end our Wayne Street Market pregame show. We got to give Wayne Street Market some credit. Go in, visit them.
Yep, and we're about to enter the team coverage tip-off. Remember, coming up Saturday, tomorrow, girls will host Miss Stonewall Valley JV at 1. Varsity game will be on Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then the boys will host Miss Stonewall Valley. Varsity game will be a PGW simulcast. Remember, coming up tomorrow night is also the Hall of Fame night. Two good inductees will be entering into the Fort Recovery Athletics Hall of Fame. And then remember, coming up next week, Thursday, girls are at St. Henry. Friday, the boys will host St. Henry. And then Saturday, the girls will host Tri-Village. And the boys will host Lima Shawnee. Fort Recovery boys varsity record is 9-7, 2-4 in the MAC. And Marion Local is 7-5, 4-1 in the MAC. So they are, I'm guessing, the leading vote or leading getter of the MAC so far here, Brownie. It'll be a tough task for Coach Bayshore and the Indians to take down Marion Local at the hangar. So
we got about a minute remaining into our in-between game time and coming up on the national anthem. So we're going to take a decent-sized break here and be back for some first quarter action between the Marion Local Flyers and our Fort Recovery Indians.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here at the hangar. Going over the starters again here for Marion Local. Nate, Nathan Brugg, Nick Tangeman, Sam Muelsman, Matt Reifman, and Matt Everman.
And for the Indians, Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clayton Pearson, Clay Schmidt, and Noah Leonard. And the Indians are coached by Mr. Mike Bayshore and assisted by Coach Scott Lynn.
Legend.
What a duo.
Scott Lynn's a legend.
Oh, they're great group of guys.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And the head coach of the Marion Local Flyers, Kurt Gunmiller, and varsity assistant Greg Nutfield and Chad Kramer. They're going over the Marion Local starting lineup. So we'll be entering the Tin Cupboard tip-off, and thank you to our first correspondent, Fowler Mechanical. So thank you, Wayne Street, and we're about to enter the Tin Cupboard tip-off into the Fowler Mechanical first quarter.
Yeah, got to get those in there, pay the bills.
Yeah.
Some great Fort Recovery community. People in the community. God, I got word vomit right now, but got to thank them for allowing us to do this and bring you guys these games. So, again, I'm Ryan Braun alongside Reese Rogers. We're going to bring you the varsity matchup between the Flyers and the Indians. I'm interested to see what Coach Bayshore kind of game plan for these Flyers.
And hopefully the varsity team comes out a little bit more fired up than the JV team. And we're about to enter the Tin Cupboard tip-off.
I'd say Marion
Local. Three officials look very familiar. I'm not sure that we'll get paper for their names, but they are three guys that we've all had this season. So, Hammer, here we go. Tin Cupboard tip-off. Noah Leonard will go up against Nathan Bruns of Marion Local. Nathan Bruns will get the tip. He'll tip it back to number 22, Matt Reifman. Reifman will bring it on up. He'll give it over to Mr. Bruns. He'll get it all the way around to, not Joe Bruns, but Nathan Bruns. He'll give over to number 20, Nick Tangeman. Tangeman will give it up to the top to number 22, Matt Reason. Throws in the Bruns in the corner up for three, up and good. 3-point basket. Wow. Nathan Bruns right off the bat. Brownie, so clap her hands full.
And Petey Judy passes it off to Derek Judy. Derek has it at the top of the key. He looks back door for Peyton. It's not there. And he gets it knocked away, and he then ends up finding Petey on the right wing. Peyton swings it over to Derek. Derek finds Clay Schmidt on the left wing. He looks to get inside to Leonard. Leonard ties in the short corner. Takes a couple of power dribbles. Kicks it out to Derek Judy. He drives to the rack. Loses it. Recovered by Marion Local.
Marion Local will get back. Number 22, Mr. Reifman, will bring it up to give it off to Nathan Bruns. Up for two, 15-footer up and good. Wow, Brown, that guy got a little spikes on there.
Yeah.
So
he hits the back end of the rim, and it just dies and falls in. It's a nice shot by Bruns. So Derek Judy takes it up to the Indians. He looks to drive it to the rack. Gets it knocked away, but he recovers it. Passes it off to Noah Leonard for the easy two.
So that puts the Indians on the board with Noah's 3-foot basket. Marion looks to the back, pass it on the arc, over to Bruns into the corner to number 20. Tangible. Wide open for three, Matt Reifman up no good. Rebounded by Noah Leonard. He'll give it over to Clayton Pearson.
He looks to dribble it up. He gets it back to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy guarded by Tangeman. He thinks about pulling it, but swings it to Clay Schmitz in the corner instead. He doesn't look to go anywhere. He passes into Leonard inside. He puts up the
good move.
Jump shot or jump hook, and it goes up and in.
Good move there, Bronny. I mean, a little hook to the middle of the basket. I mean, that's Noah's game right there.
Keep feeding him.
Yep, so we got Noah Lawrence against Mr. Bruns so far here.
Mr. Bruns.
Nathan Bruns, 5 points. Noah Lawrence has 4 points, so both teams on the board early. Bruns then drives and put a right-hand layup up no good. Rebounded by Bruns himself. He'll put a shot and good. 2-point basket. Nathan Bruns, 7 points to start here in the first quarter.
And the Indians get it into Derek Judy. Clay Schmitz has his hands full trying to guard Nathan Bruns. So they get it over to Clayton Pearson on the right wing. He swings it over to Peyton Judy in the right corner. They then get it down to Leonard's down low. He puts it up and in.
Here we go.
Nice quick move by Leonard.
Noah Leonard's off to a quick start. All 6 points here for the Indians here in the follow-up mechanical first quarter. Marion Local gets it back. They got out top to number 20, Tangeman, all the way around to Nathan Bruns. Bruns up top to number 23, Matt Everman. Back to Bruns in the corner. Bruns will then walk with it, and he'll get it back. Gives it over to number 22, Matt Reifman. Reifman will give it over to number 21, Sam Huelsman for a long two. Up no good. Rebound by Matt Everman. He'll be fouled, so he'll go line shooting
to our Hall Brothers foul line.
Thank you, Ronnie.
From Baller Mechanical, first quarter. Marion Local currently has a 7-6 lead. Again, Ryan Braun alongside Reese Rogers.
Go for cover radio here.
Yep.
First one is up and good.
Try to let you know who's in your ear.
Not promising we're sounding good, but we're bringing you the action.
No, we're not
better than Rob Weaver, but we'll give our best effort for it.
I give him a run for his money.
Everman makes a second, so go 2-for-2 at the line. Check in for the Flyers. Max Albert is a senior off the bench for Coach Guttemiller.
So Clay Schmitz takes it up for the Indians. They pass it over to Clayton Pearson on the left wing. He finds Regan Martin, who checked in for the Indians, at the top of the key. He gives it over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz drives left. Gets it poked away. Pulls up from 10. It's up and in. Nice touch by Clay Schmitz.
So that gives the Indians only down one now here in the Baller Mechanical first quarter. Nathan Bruns will give it over to number 10, Max Albers. And he'll be then thrown out of bounds.
Number 15,
actually, Kyle Francis, another senior that checked in for Coach Guttemiller and the Flyers.
So Peyton Judy will take it up the right-hand side for the Indians. He's guarded again by Tangeman. He gives it to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson swings it under Regan Martin. They give it back to Pearson, over to Peyton Judy on the left wing. He gives it up to Clay Schmitz at the top of the key. They look to set up a play. Regan Martin has it now on the left wing. He gives it cross court to Clayton Pearson. He goes for the right-handed layup, slicing through the defense. Nice move by Clayton Pearson for two.
Good move there by Brownie. I mean, slice, like you said, slicing through the defense. I mean, he had two guys. Yeah, he sliced through right the middle of them, and that was a good layup there by Clayton Pearson.
By Bruns.
So Flyers will get back over to number 21, Sam Huelsman. Huelsman looking around, trying to get to Bruns, which he does. And Bruns will lose, and he'll be out of bounds. And it'll go back to Indians. Wayne Toby and Derek Judy checking in for Clayton Pearson and Clay Schmidt.
The Marion local student section has the old Hawaiian theme going on tonight. They're showing out pretty well, making some noise.
It needs to have a one-point lead, 10-9 here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter.
And Peyton Judy dribbles it up the right-hand side. He almost gets his crossover pick. He pulls up from 15, puts it up, and off the side of the backboard, no good. He's looking for a foul.
Rebound by Marion Local, and Bruns will then hit number 20, Kangeman for two.
So Peyton Judy will take it up the right-hand side again. He dribbles right, gets by Kangeman. And gets down into the paint, puts up a shot, and they don't call a foul. I don't know how one is not called there. Coach Bayshore is not happy about it. But it ends up being a jump ball there, Reese.
Yep. And it looks like it'll stay with Fort Henry.
Peyton Judy looks kind of frustrated. Can't get a foul call. And the Indians inbound it right to Leonard at about the 5-foot stripe. And he just puts a nice little jump hook up and in. And
I go to know Leonard about eight.
Oh, yeah, that defense. I don't know what's going on there.
So Bruns will have the top of the key. He'll fire across number 10. Max Albers back up top to Bruns for three. Up, no good. Rebound by Petey Judy.
Peyton Judy looks to take it up the court. He passes the half-court stripe. He's now guarded by Reffin. He finds Regan Martin cutting back door for a bucket. Nice pass by Peyton Judy. That'll give your Indians a 14-11 lead with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. And the Fowler Mechanical first quarter.
Bruns will have the ball top of key with Eel. Fired across court over to Albers in the corner to number 23, Everman. Back up top to number 15, Kyle Francis. Back over to Everman in the corner. Back up top to number 22, Matt Reithman. Reithman will pick up his dribble. Find number 10, wide open. Max Albers for three. Up, no good. Rebound by Bruns. Up and good. 2-1 basket. Mr. Nathan Bruns. So
absolutely no one boxed Bruns out there. That was the easiest bucket he's had of the evening. So the Indians take it up the left-hand side. Derek Judy. He looks to get it inside. Tries getting it to Leonard, but it's stolen away by Reffin.
And so Marion will get it back. Here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter, Indians up one, 14-13. Marion Local gets it back, and they'll turn it, throw it out of balance, and we'll go back to Indians. Got lucky there, Brownie. I mean, both teams are playing pretty solid, better than JV. Two teams can play.
This is some good basketball right here.
Yep. Clay Schmidt checking back in the game for Noah Leonard. Noah, good, great start there by Noah. I bet Coach Bayshore has to be happy with that start, Brownie.
Well, he can't be complaining too much. I'm sure he wants someone to get on Bruns a little bit tighter, but
yeah,
that'd be all right. So Derek Judy looks to take it up the right-hand side for the Indians. He's guarded heavily by Reffin. He wants his crossover. They get it down to Blaine Toby inside. He kicks it out to Schmitz. He puts up the three. It's up and rolls out for the Indians. Good-looking shot by Clay Schmidt.
And number 22, Matt Reithman will bring on up. He'll give over to number 20, Matt Tangeman. All the way around the arc to number 15, Kyle Francis. Kyle Francis will pass up to Mr. Matt Everman. All the way around the arc, up top to number 21, Sam Schulzman. Just pass around the arc a lot. Number 22 picks up his dribble, Matt Reithman. He'll find number 21 on backdoor cut. Sam Schulzman up, no good. Rebounded by Matt Everman of Marion Local, so Marion will get another chance. Marion just driving to the hole, number 22, Reifman, and then he'll dish off to number 20, Tangeman. He'll go line shooting two.
Tangeman comes up hobbling. He must have hurt his ankle or something there.
Foul be on Blaine Toby, his first, team's second. He'll step to the Hall Brothers foul line here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Tangeman's first one up is good. So I think ties our game. Yep, it does. 14-all. And Bruns will check back in for number 15, Kyle Francis.
He'll get his second, is up and short. Bounced around a few times, but Clayton comes down with the board. 14 all here in the Paul Mechanical first quarter. 17 seconds left.
So Peyton Judy has it at the right hand side. Looking for a screen, maybe to beat his guy just one on one. He's got about 7 seconds. Not time to go, Petey. He starts dribbling, and Tangerman fouls him. Petey wants his hands off him.
You see that, Rick?
Yeah, he's trying to shove his hands off. Tangerman's like pulling on Petey's short, pick himself up off the ground, and Petey wasn't having it.
Petey's not going to help a lot of people off his
guys. If you're on the opposing team, Petey is not going to get you up.
No, but I'm saying,
oh, yeah.
Tangerman was trying to use Petey to get up.
Yeah. Derrick Judy with 2 seconds left. Fire up the heat. No good. And now enter quarter.
That'll be the end of our Pollard Mechanical first quarter. Tied up at 14-all. So we're going to take a short break and be back with some second quarter action right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
And we're back here at the hangar here in Marion Local, 14 all. Greg Knapke, Petey Judy, Clay Schmitz, Clayton Pearson, and Noah Lawrence will start the second quarter for Coach Bayshore here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Thank you to Baller Mechanical for the first quarter sponsor. And Marion Local find Nathan Bruns on back up and good. So Brennan's on board again.
He's making it look easy. Clay Schmitz is having his fits trying to guard him. The Indians have it. Grant Kanapke hands it off to Clayton Pearson. He swings it over to Peyton Judy at the top of the key. He swings it to Clay Schmitz, who then throws it cross court back to Petey. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Marion Local comes up with a rebound.
Brennan will have the ball. He'll cross the timeline with it. Indians down two here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Brunswick hit number 10 in the corner. Max Auburn's up for three, up no good. Rebound by Crank Knapke. Knapke will get back over to Knapke. Up for three, up no good.
Oh man, it was so close though. Almost flushes down for Grant Knapke.
Reason will bring it up for Marion Local. He'll give it over to number 10. Max Albers up top to Everman, all the way around the arc to number 22, Matt Reithman. All the way around. Reithman has it. Back over into the corner to Albers up top to Bruns. Bruns will get past Schmitz up for two, up and good.
Play Schmitz.
He's not looking very fluid with Bruns so far, no. But he'll change, so.
Yep. So Peyton Judy has it up the top of the key. He swings it over to Clay Schmitz on the left wing, who then finds Clayton Pearson down in the left corner. They get it over to Schmitz on the right wing. He feeds it down to Leonard. He puts up the jump hook. It's up and no good.
Not a bad-looking shot there, Brian, but no. I mean, it's worked so far. I think he's had three or four buckets with a hook shot, and it doesn't fall. Number 22, Reithman will go up, and he'll be bounced out of bounds, so he'll go back to Fort Recovery. Number 20, Matt Tangerman checks him back into the game for number 10, Max Albers.
So Peyton Judio inbound it to Grant Kanapke. He looks to take it up the right-hand side. He then hands it off to Clayton Pearson, who swings it over to Peyton Judy. Marion Local fans wanting a double dribble on Peyton Judy. He kind of fumbled it when he corralled it, but then took off dribbling, and they weren't very happy about it. Sedan's inbound it to Grant Canapi. There was a foul called on, I think, Rethman.
Rethman, yep.
Then Petey passes it up to Clayton Pearson at the top of the key, who then finds Grant Canapi on the left wing. Gets it down low to Clay Schmitz. He turns over his right shoulder, puts up a jump hook. It's up in, no good.
So they go back to Marion Local. Brent Tazzy will have the ball. He'll go middle with it on Clay. Clay, he'll put up his two-pointer up, no good. Rebound by Grant Canapi. Cover comes down. Clay Schmitz will get the offensive board off of PDG miss. Grant Canapi has the ball.
Peyton Judy has it up the top of the key. He calls for a timeout. Coach Bashore wants one. He looks like he wants a 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with Coach and be right back after this.
More time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
And we're back here at the hangar here, Marion Local. Varsity boys taking on the Marion Local Flyers. Indians are down four here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter.
And they have the basketball. Clayton Pearson crosses the timeline, guarded heavily by Nathan Brunn. He gets it down to Grant Canapi in the right corner. And Rethman knocks it out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll remain Port Recovery basketball. Derek Judy will check into the ball game for Clayton Pearson. That'll be Derek Judy, Noah Leonard, Clay Schmitz, Peyton Judy, and Grant Canapi on the floor for the Indians. Again, the Indians are down 4, 18-14. There's going to be a foul on the inbound play.
Judy is getting this kid pissed.
The Hansman kid is holding on to Peyton Judy, and I think getting him a little fired up.
Angerman's going to come right back out. I mean, he is not having with Petey Judy.
No. Petey's having fun.
Kid confused.
Ooh. They inbound it deep to Clay Schmitz. He corrals it. Passes off to Derek Schmitz. Derek Judy. Derek looks to drive, and it is swiped away by Bruns, but they're going to call a foul on Francis. Reaching in, so it'll be Indian basketball. I don't know. Marion Local didn't call for the, or care for the call, but I like it.
Hey, is the Indian fans going to take it every time?
Yeah, we'll take them.
Indian still down four here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter, 4:34 left. Judy will hit. Noah Lawrence, he goes back over to Derek Judy. Derek will hit middle with it to Grant Canapi. Try to get into Noah, and he loses it, and Marion Local gets it back. Now another sloppy pass there, Browning by the Indians. So number 22, Reefin will bring it down and give it over to Bruns. Right wing back up top to number 21, Sam Fuelsman. He'll fire it over to in the corner to Kyle Francis. Hands off to Bruns. Back up top to number 21, Sam Fuelsman. They get it in the Bruns in the paint. Bruns will dish out to wide open number 15, Kyle Francis, for three up, no good. Rebound by Grant Canapi.
And Grant Canapi brings up the right-hand side, passes up to Peyton Judy, and he gets our first bucket of the second quarter. That put Peyton Judy on the scoreboard for the evening.
Only seven more, Brownie.
Seven more. And Francis has it in the corner.
Yeah, he'll drive baseline with it, and he'll give it up to number 21, Schulzman. Grant Canapi tips it to Petey. Petey will fire up
for three. No good. Rebounded by Leonard, though. And he'll get it back out to Petey for another three.
Oh.
And that second one's still up and no good, but rims out for Petey. Good hustle by Leonard, so underneath.
Bruns will walk it up for Marion Local. He'll give it over to number 15, Kyle Francis. Over to Everman, all the way around to number 22, Matt Reifman. Back all the way across to Bruns.
Bruns has the ball guarded by Clay Smith. Matt Everton will fire up a three up and good. Three-point pass to Matt Everton. It'll give the Marion Local a five-point lead here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter.
And Indians toss it around. Ends up getting stealed away by Nathan Bruns, and he takes it the other way and gets fouled. He'll go to the Hall Brothers foul line for two. That'll make our score 21-16 in favor of the Marion Local Flyers in our Wrangler Hardware second quarter.
Nathan Bruns will step the line, shooting two. 21-16, Indians down five. First one is up and no good. Sub in, Regan Martin, Blaine Toby, and Clayton Peterson for Clay Schmidt, Noah Lawrence, and Derek Judy. They're also joined by Petey Judy and Grant Canapia are the other two. Stepping out to five for Coach Bayshore and the Indians. Nathan Bruns' second one is up and no good. Rebound by Regan Martin. He'll hand it off to Petey Judy.
Peyton Judy takes it up for the right-hand side for the Indians. Guarded heavily by Matt Ruffin. Grant Canapia put up the three from the corner. It's up and good. I like it. Bold move. Bold shot by Canapia, but I love it.
So, Marion Local will get back. They'll give over to Reason back up top to number 21, Schulzman. Over to Bruns. Bruns will drive on Regan Martin. Regan now guarding Bruns. Bruns will then get past Regan. He'll dish off to Everton. Up and no good. Rebounded by number 21. Schulzman up no good. So go back to the Indians.
Peyton Judy Cohen going up the court pretty fast. Kicks it out to Regan Martin for three. He puts it up and it's hard. But he gets his own rebound. And then they call a blocking foul on Marion Local underneath, and
that's a blocking foul.
Yeah, I thought they had to call something, and Martin might have been a little bit out of control, but they weren't set up at all. So
usually, I mean, what we were told, I'm a licensed official. If both guys fall, there's most definitely a foul somewhere. So
yeah. So the Indians inbound it to Blaine Toby. They get into Grant Canapia. He drives to the rack. He goes up with the left, and not quite goes in on the layup. So
Marion Local will get it back. Bruns will walk on up, down two Indians here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Bruns has the ball guarded by Regan Martin. He'll hit number 22, Matt Reithman, and he'll lose it.
So Grant Canapia on hot the other way. He tries passing it to Blaine Toby. And they're going to call a jump ball.
So stay with the Indians. Minute 21 left here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Coming up on the Cooper Farms halftime show, Noah Lawrence checking in for Grant Canapia. I didn't know we were at an NBA game.
Yeah,
for
kind of a cult or something. I'm just messing. So Clayton Pearson will look to inbound it underneath for the Indians. Gets it into Peyton Judy for a 10-foot jumper, and he is fouled by Rethman. We'll send Peyton Judy to the line. He gets away with so many of those. It's impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on jump shots, he really sells that he was hit.
So Petey will accept the line shooting two. He only has two so far here tonight. First one is up, and it is good. That's my net.
And Derek Judy will check into the ball game, replacing Clayton Pearson. So that'll put Derek Judy, Blaine Toby, Noah Leonard, and Peyton Judy on the court for the Indians.
And number 23, Matt Everman, will check back in for the Flyers for number 22, Matt Reithman. Petey will get a second. Up and good. I get Petey 4 on the night here so far, and Bruns will walk on up again here for Marion Local. Tied 21-21 here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter. Bruns will then have it passed over, and he almost steals away for Fort Recovery. So Marion will retain the possession. Up top to number 10, Albers over to Nathan Bruns. Bruns up top to number 21, Sam Huelsman over to number 10. Max Albers for three up, no good. Rebounded by Blaine Toby. Ball on the ground, and Petey will get the ball.
Good hustle by Blaine Toby there, coming up the rebound. Peyton Judy brings up the right-hand side. He looks to drive to the rack. Steps back, but kicks it out to Derek Judy, and then swings it over to Martin. He finds Toby in the short corner.
who kicks it out to Regan Martin, who swings up to Peyton Judy up top. And it looks like their Bayshore is going to take the last shot of the quarter. Petey's holding on to it up at the half court stripe. Some kid doesn't like the no call down there on Peyton Judy going out of bounds. So,
wow, what a move by there. Derek Judy up and good.
For the floater. Kid in the student section was trying to hand the referee his glasses.
Nathan Bruns will bring it on. 5 seconds left. Four fires across court to Francis up for three and no good.
Good defense by the Indians.
With the lead here at halftime. We'll be back to talk about after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Marion Local. Indians have a two-point lead there, Bronny. I mean, what a play by the end of the quarter by Derek Judy, just slicing the defense and getting an easy about 8-foot floater, and that'll send the Indians in the half with a lead, 23-21.
And we can go over some
scoring. My bad.
And we'll go over some first half scoring. Apologies, my mic wasn't on. But we have Grant Kanapke with 3 for the Indians, Peyton Judy with 4, Derek Judy with 2, Clayton Pearson with 2, Clay Schmitz with 2, and Noah Leonard with 8 for the Indians.
For the Marion Local Flyers, Brent has 13. Number 20, Nick Tangeman has 3, and Matt Everton has 5, and that's your scoring for Marion Local. So,
and all around, competitive first half.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's been pretty, I felt like a pretty good pace going back and forth, but still quite a few turnovers here and there, but overall, some good MAC basketball.
Yep.
Fun to watch.
Yep.
I'd say the, and our Cooper Farms halftime shows, the keys for their second half would be, I'd say we gotta contain Bruns. We gotta find someone who can lock him up
And to be honest,
get some good help.
And to be honest, Regan Martin didn't do bad there. I think he guarded him the whole second quarter, and I think he held Bruns to 4 points. And
Blaine Toby also guarded him some. And I think Clay Schmitz just couldn't quite match the speed of Bruns.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, I'm on. Let's actually take a little bit longer here break. I need to go to the restroom, and I need to get some more food, so.
I'm sure they'd all love hearing that. So, all righty. We're going to take a short break.
Short?
A little bit longer. A little bit longer break during our Cooper Farms halftime show, and be right back with some third quarter action after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Don't miss the annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 8th before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. The dinners will be served in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecued chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from any traveling tribe member or Fort Recovery boys basketball player. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund for a student from Fort Recovery and a student from St. Henry and also the traveling tribe. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and get to the gym early for the St. Henry basketball game. It's the annual Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner on Friday, February 8th in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at the hangar. Can't hardly hear myself, but yeah, at least we're playing something better than country music. I mean, that's the only positive we have, Brownie, for you.
Can't hate too much on country music. Some of our listeners might be big fans, but not exactly the most, get you pumped up music. So,
especially for a basketball game.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But like you said, Indians had a slow start to that second quarter, but they finished strong. I think they were actually scoreless in that second quarter, for the first 4.5 minutes. So, turned it on late, take a little lead before halftime. Coach Bayshore looked pretty happy going to the locker room. So, hope they stick to the plan.
Yeah,
pull this one out.
Throughout the end of the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter, we'll take one more quick timeout before the start of the second half here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points, Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the hangar here, Marion Local, entering the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
And Matt Rathman will come up
for a three.
And the conclusion of our Cooper Farms halftime show.
Jeez,
that was a walk, in fact.
I was going to say, if I didn't hear a whistle, I was going to charge him.
Runs
stand or a little table here.
Runs pushes it up to Everman, and he takes four steps on his way.
Four or five.
to go for a right-hand layup.
Sorry, if I hurt you guys' eardrums. Or...
so Petey Judy takes up the right-hand side for the Indians. He swings it over to Clayton Pearson on the left wing. He then finds Regan Martin in the left corner. On the floor for the Indians is Martin, Leonard, Schmidt, Pearson, and Judy. Indians go in. Clay Schmidt goes up for a left-handed layup. Doesn't quite fall. Clayton Pearson comes up with the rebound, and it's swatted out of bounds by Brun, so it'll stay Indian basketball. Clayton Pearson looks to take it out. And he gets it in to Peyton Judy in the backcourt.
Come on, Petey, five more.
He is guarded by Tangerman. He's looking to set up the offense.
Or waste some time.
One or the other. He looks to penetrate. And he goes up for a right-handed layup, but it is up and no good. Rebounded by Brun.
Brun bringing up for the Marion Local Flyers. Get hit number 21. Sam Hulsman on a backdoor cup and good. So Marion's off to a good start here in the Wrangler or Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And be off Clayton Pearson's foot. And it'll be over and back. So
Clayton Pearson gets dribbling too fast. Tries to go behind the back and hits it off his left foot. So Pearson's going to be replaced by Derek Judy. And Coach Bashore is going to call for a 30-second timeout. He doesn't like the way this half's starting. So if he's going to take a timeout, we'll take one with him. Be right back after this.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to the hangar in Maria Stein, where we have our Fort Recovery Indians versus the Marion Local Flyers in our varsity matchup.
Quick shout out. Got text in here at the hangar. Chase Bruns and the
habanero.
Habanero Junior's listening to this?
Hey, we're honored to have Chase listen to it.
Oh, anytime, Brunswick.
So Marion Local gets it back.
I hope he's staying warm back in the fourth.
It's not too bad in this gym. It's
not here.
Warm, but, hey, we aren't complaining.
We aren't complaining.
Marion Local will fire up a three. Number 22, Matt Resnup. No good. Rebound by Petey Judy.
Petey looks to take it up. He passes over to Derek Judy. He passes a half-court strike.
The real question is Mr. Joe Brenn's listening? That's the real question.
The real legend?
Yeah. No, I mean, Lil Legend Chase and up to the real legend Joe Brenn.
I'm trying to grow a stash like him right now. But I'm just kidding. Clay Schmitz dribbles it down inside, puts up a 10-footer. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Bruns of Maria Stein, or the Flyers. Maria Stein,
hey, that's out of my mind. The same.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Marion Local, number 21, comes down. Sam Newsman pull up a shot, no good. Rebound by Regan Martin.
Derek Judy dribbles it up at the top of the key. He looks to drive left, passes it over to Clay Schmitz, who then gets it down low to Leonard. He puts up the jump hook. It's up, and it rolls in. I think it hit the rim about 17 times, and it falls in for the Indians. So that'll be our first bucket of the half, tying it up at 25.
Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, we will take it.
Browns go out the ball at top of key. He'll fire it over to number 20, Matt Tangeman. Tangeman at top key. He'll give off to Matt Everman. Back at top, the Browns all the way around to number 20, Nick Tangeman. They're throwing all the way around. They'll hit number 20, Nick Tangerman, on a cut, and up ain't no good. Or be blocked away by one of the Indians, and the Indians will get back. PDG driving down the lane. He'll be fouled to the line, shooting two.
Nice hard take by Peyton Judy. Just making up his mind that he was getting to the rack that possession, and gets rewarded. Going to the Hall Brothers foul line for two big ones.
Wow, that was close.
That was a snag. Reached about just to hit a 90-year-old with a Coca-Cola bottle up here. That could have been. Nah, I'm just teasing. Didn't mean to offend anyone back then.
Just telling you the honest truth.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another text from Mr. Chase Bruns. What's the score? I missed it.
It is 26-25. Your Indians ahead, Brundy.
I'm not sure how I'm getting service in this place, but I'll take it.
I don't know. I want some. So it's 27-25. Indians ahead. That gives Petey Judy 6. He is 3 away from 1,000.
I'm got to start recording now for that 1,000 point here, Bronny.
Oh, yeah.
So Marion Local gets it back. Reese will give it over to Nathan Bruns. Bruns will get screen. He will not use it. Bruns will then go to hole. Pop a right-hand layup up and good. 2-1 basket.
Grant Knapke getting there a little late on the help side. It would have been nice if he could have set up for a charge there and maybe tacked Bruns with a foul. So Grant Knapke has it on the left wing. He drives left. Deep it kicks him out to Schmidt. He neglects to shoot the three. He gives it back to Kanacki. He gives it to Peyton Judy, who has it up about by the half-court stripe. He's guarded heavily by Refman. He looks to take it to the rack. He steps back, pulls up from 17. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Bruns.
So Marion Local get back. They'll get up to back at top to Bruns. Number 22, Matt Reithman. He attacked her. We're still struggling. You're still struggling over here.
Bruns spin moves, loses it. Taken away by Peyton Judy. He looks ahead the other way. Goes up for the layup and misses it. You don't see that very often by Peyton Judy.
Nope.
So Marion Local head the other way.
Yep. Number 22, Matt Reithman will give it over to the corner to Nathan Bruns. Bruns will use a screen go baseline with him up and good.
Bruns is having his way. And Marion Local's going to take a timeout, so Coach Guttemiller wants one. We'll take one with him. We'll be right back after this.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to the Hangar at Marion Local High School.
Not a bad song, Surfing USA.
Surfing, oh, the old Beach Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, getting beachy with it. So,
of course, it was beach weather here, but still freezing.
Clayton Pearson dribbles up to the Indians. Kicks it out to Blaine Toby, who checked in. And they get it to Noah Leonard down low. He has a nice post move, but they're going to call a foul before he even puts up a shot. So, the foul will be on Hillsman. That'll be his second. The Indians will take it out from underneath.
30-27 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Indians down three. 2:25 left.
Regan Martin enters it into Clayton Pearson. He then gets it to Martin at the top of the key. He drives, kicks it out to Pearson. He'll pull up from three. It's up and good. Atta baby, CP. He'll tie it up at 30.
Brunswick walk it up for Marion Local. He'll give it to Matt Everman. Everman looking around. Dish it back out to number 10, Max Albers. Albers over to number 21, Sam Hulsman. He'll hand it off to Bruns, and he won.
Oh, I don't know how that is not a carry. He had that on his hip, and then he
clearly his hip.
Yeah, I heard someone scream it from the stand, so I must be all right.
Number 10, Max Albers will sink in the paint with it. He'll put up a 2-point shot. So he'll give Marion Local the lead.
Marion Local gets away with 3-2 on, or a 3-2 there, with Bruns carrying the basketball. So Reed Martin has it down in the right corner for the Indians. He looks to drive baseline, throws it all the way to the opposite corner to Clayton Pearson. He'll try it again. It's up and no good this time. Rebounded by Hillsman of the Flyers.
Hillsman will give it off to number 22, Matt Reithman. Reithman will just fire it off Matt Everman. The guy may have he hit him.
I think that's the second time he's just got belted with a pass tonight. That had his hands up. But Peyton Judy checks back in for the Indians, along with Derek Judy. They replace Noah Leonard and Clayton Pearson. So that'll put Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clay Schmidt, Blaine Toby, and Regan Martin on the floor for the Indians. Derek Judy takes it across the half-court stripe. He looks to drive right, kicks it out to Regan Martin on the right corner. Bruns dips his hands in and then shoves Martin a little bit, so he'll be called for his first foul of the evening. Indians will take it out from the side. Get it into Derek Judy. He looks to drive right. He gets into the post. Kicks it out to Clay Schmitz for three. That is up and no good from the right corner. But rebounded by Blaine Toby, and he goes up strong and is fouled. Foul will be on number 15, Francis. Got Toby across the arm. So Blaine Toby will head to the All Brothers foul line for two in our Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
Like it.
Oh. First free throw up and no good.
Bounced around a few times, but didn't go in.
Indians trailing by two. Toby's second one is up and no good.
Rebound.
Toby comes up empty.
Rebound by Matt Everton. Everman of Marion Local. He'll get over to number 22, Matt Reithman. Over to Nathan Bruns up top, all the way around to number 10, Max Albers. Swung all the way around the arc to Matt Reithman. Back up top to Matt Everton. Everman. My bad. Bruns passed all the way around the arc, and they're going to wait for this last second shot. He'll hand off to Bruns. Bruns is, I'm guessing, on the last shot. 10-second step, guard by Blaine Toby. He'll use a screen, and Clay Schmidt will then foul him with the body.
I don't know about that one either, though.
But not too, but to be honest, it's not that bad of a foul. Because
didn't know if they were going to stay switched with him and see if runs would fire up a three. So they'll inbound it on their in front of their bench. Matt Rethman will get it into Bruns. Bruns will fire it over to Matt Everman up for three. No good. Rebound by Petey. Petey will fire. This will be a heck of a three. Oh, wow.
It's off the back of the rim from three-quarter court by a heave by Peyton Judy. I didn't think it had the distance, but
wow,
no, it for sure did. So that'll be the conclusion of our Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. We're going to take a short break and be back with some fourth quarter action right after this.
Years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Hangar here in Marion Local, entering the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Thank you to Fort Recovery Insurance for the third quarter starting. Indians will get the first possession of the quarter. And Peyton Judy will shoot the three from the left wing. It's just a little bit short. So Bruns will get the rebound. He'll throw it all the way down the court to Albers for the easy layup. Albers got a little cherry picking action going there. So that'll extend Marion's lead to 4, 34-30. If you're just now joining us, this is Ryan Braun alongside Reese Rogers, bringing you the boys' varsity action. Peyton Judy has it at the top of the key. He drives left, goes up for the shot, but it's going to end up being a jump ball. Just a nice block there, Marion Local does. Marion Local will get back. Albers will walk on up, or that's to Matt Rethman. He'll give over to number 21, Sam Huelsman, all the way around to number 10, Max Albers. Albers up top, all the way swung around to Rethman, up for three, up no good, rebounded by Derek Judy. He looks to push it. He gets down into the paint. He goes up with the left hook. It's up and good by Derek Judy. It's a nice finish by the young sophomore. So Marion Local get back. Point up two here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Bruns has the ball. He'll get it on the cut to number 21. Sam Huelsman up and no good. And he needs to get back. Petey pushes it up to Derek Judy, who finds Regan Martin in the left corner. I think that hit the top corner of the backboard. And was rebounded by Marion, but then Clay Schmidt somehow pokes it away. And it will be Marion Local basketball. It's a good look by the Indians. Martin, yeah. He may have rushed it just a little bit.
He might have a little bit more time to set speed.
Yeah, and Grant Kanapke checked in for Martin, and Coach Bayshore and him, Martin, exchanged a few words, and I think they kind of just laughed about that last shot.
So Reason will fire up a three up, no good, rebounded by the Indians.
And Grant Kanapke will take it down the court. And he'll put up like a 15-footer. It's up and no good. Clay Schmidt gets called for a over-the-back call. So it'll be Marion Local basketball, with Marion Local having a 2-point lead here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter.
So Marion Local get back. Number 22, Matt Rethman, will be guarded by Grant Kanapke. Rathman will give it over to Bruns. Bruns has the ball. 34-32, and Nick Tangeman gets these into the paint pretty easy there.
Yeah, that's just way too easy by the Indian defense. But Derek Judy has a basketball. He drives left, and he finishes with the left. Nice quick move by Derek Judy, wasting no time to get that bucket back.
So
Marion Local get back, only down, only up two. Changing back to back and forth here, Brownie.
Mm-hmm. Good battle we got here going in the hangar.
So Marion Local fire. Reisman has the ball. He'll fire up top to Huelsman. All the way around to Tangeman. Going all the way around to number 10, Max Albers. Up the Bruns, all the way around to Tangeman. Tangeman will drive and get a little push off and no good. So rebound by Fort Recovery. Petey Judy will bring it on up.
He swings it up to Derek Judy. And Coach Baseball calls the play, so Judy's going to set up the offense. Looks like he's going to look to attack. He gets it over to Kanapke. Bayshore signals in his play. Kanapke gets it over to Derek Judy at the top of the key. And they get Grant a wide open three in the left corner, and his three is up and good. Petey Judy telling Indian fans to get up and get loud after that big shot by Grant Kanapke.
Now give the Indians 1 point lead.
And now the Marion Local is going to want a timeout after this little swing of momentum for the Indians. So it looks like it's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a short break and be right back with the fourth quarter action right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Marion Local here at the hangar. Bruns will have the ball. Fires up a three up and no good. Rebound by Derek G. And he pushes, he gets the rebound, and the right idea is Blaine Toby screams down the court wide open, yep. And pass just let him a little too much out of bounds. Good Marion Local basketball. So Marion Local get back. Matt Reisman will cross the timeline with you. He'll give it over to number 10, Max Albers up top, all the way around to number 22, Matt Reisman, and the Bruns. Bruns, a big guard by Blaine Toby. Bruns will go baseline. He'll give a push. And
that's pretty good defense there by Blaine Toby, and I think we're all right with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bruns had pretty good position down low, so, I mean, a little shove and foul ain't too bad.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Take that, then 2 points.
Yeah.
Marion Local gets in to Bruns. Back up top to Matt Reisman. Reisman looking around. He'll give it over to Huelsman up top to number 10, Max Albers. Over to Reisman. Cross court to Huelsman. All the right way around to Matt Tangeman. Tangeman back up top to Reisman with 3:30 left here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Nathan Bruns will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Grant Kanapke.
Grant gets it over to Petey. Petey will look to take it up for the Tribe.
He passes the half-court strike. Looks to drive right.
He dribbles it back out, hands it off to Derek Judy. Coach Bayshore is calling for a play. And Derek Judy swings it over to Peyton Judy down on the low block, and then he finds Noah Leonard on the opposite block for the easy bucket.
I got a little swing feed you had after.
Yeah, he just. So that'll give the Indians a 3-point lead.
If I knock the first down.
Brunzel get separation from Blaine, and he'll put a shot up and good.
Blaine Kobe tries taking a charge, and refs don't call anything, so give him A for effort. Petey Judy takes it up the right-hand side for the Indians. He looks to drive. And he takes it into the paint. He puts up the two-point jumper, and it's no good. Marion Logan gets the rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Blaine Kobe. That'll be Blaine's third. And Clay Schmidt will check in for Kobe. With 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the ballgame, the Indians have a one-point lead.
Three. Cal Pharmacy, fourth quarter.
Ooh. How about that?
Attaboy. I haven't said much about the Hall Brothers foul line, but hey, they're using it, so.
Yeah.
The good guys are using it, not the bad guys. Brunzel then hit number 21. Sam Yuzman cut up and good, so gives the Marion Local the lead back.
So Peyton Judy looks to take it across the half court stripe, and Coach Bayshore is going to call a timeout. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a break and be right back for the remainder of this basketball game. So right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here. Student section get into Marion Local.
Yeah, it looks like someone's going to tear an ACL or something over there. It's going absolutely berserk. So Petey Judy has it on the Marion Local Flyers logo. He passes over to Clay Schmitz on the left wing. He dribbles, finds Grant Kanapke down the corner. He finds Leonard's inside. And Leonard's is going to get they're going to call a foul at Marion Local. It looks like it was going to be a tie-up. Marion Local fans not happy. That'll be Marion Local's fifth foul in the second half. So the Indians have it underneath the bucket. Look to inbound. Noah Leonard pulls up on the 15-footer. Stuff and no good. Rebound by Tangerman.
Tangerman will give it over to Bruns. Here with a minute 22 left. And Marion has the lead by one. But give it over to all the way around to Reifen. And they'll find Tangerman up and good. 2-point basket. So that gives Marion Local a 3-point lead.
So Derek Judy has it. He dribbles up the left-hand side. He finds Peyton Judy on the right wing. Peyton tries to find Grant Kanapke on the back door, but turns it over. Tangerman comes up with it.
Judy
is going to need a stop.
Bruns will bring it on up. He'll give it over to Reifen. He'll get into Everman. Back out to Reifen. Over to... Wow, a lot of no-look passes here by Marion Local.
That's kind of scary for him. But Bruns has it now.
He'll give it into the corner to Tangerman, and he'll be fouled.
Oh, he's throwing a little temper tantrum after he gets fouled. I don't know what's going on there. That'll be Leonard's first foul. No, Leonard's first foul.
33 seconds left.
Indians need to get a turnover here on the inbound. That'd be nice.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Why we break?
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what they're signaling there. I think Bruns, for some reason, thought he got an and one or something, but all Clay Schmitz did was touch the backboard. So Indians inbound it to Grant Canapi. He dribbles left, loses it, and now it's going to be Marion Local basketball, and they're going to call a timeout. That's probably icing on the cake right there. You just can't have it. Two straight possessions, Indians not able to come up with anything. So that makes your score 44-39. Marion Local calls a 30-second timeout. We're just going to keep it here and talk about it.
I'm not really sure what our defense is doing there with Bruns in that last play, Brian. No. I feel like a lot of the guys were on this side of the... I mean, I know you got to deny it. Yeah,
but
deny it, but you can't leave Bruns one-on-one wide open in a paint.
You can't let him just... I mean, Bruns probably could have dunked that if he wanted to. It was that easy. Clay Schmitz has had his fifth guarding Bruns all night, and it's just not a good matchup for the Indians. So Bruns is the leading scorer in the ballgame with 19. Indians' leading scorer right now, as of now, Noah Leonard's with 10 of them.
So Marion Local will get back. They'll get into Bruns. Bruns will be fouled. So he'll go to the line shooting 1-1.
Not yet.
My bad.
Bruns need to, or the Indians need to deny Bruns the basketball, I'd say, here, and foul somebody else. Shoot some free throws.
Clayton Pearson will check in for Clay Schmidt. And Matt Everman will check back in for Marion Local for number 20 or 21, Sam Julesman. And Bruns will get it, and he'll be fouled by Clayton Pearson. So he'll step the line shooting 1-1.
And he's got a box out here. I think Bruns went 0-for-2 early on the line, so hopefully he keeps it rolling for us.
Goes up to the Hall Brothers foul line
in our Kelp Pharmacy fourth quarter. We got 21 seconds remaining here in the hangar.
Indians down 5. Bruns stepped the line, like Bronny said, he was 0-for-2 earlier in the second quarter. First one is up and good.
Obviously, he can't help us out when we need it. So,
yep, and he makes this one, it's icing on the cake. And Indians down 6, so it's still two possession game, but Bruns will.
Some top players at the end. Had our chances.
And he'll miss it, so Indians still got a chance. 2-point possession, and Grant Canapi will step back.
Marion Local's going to dribble out the.
Don't foul.
And the Indians do foul, being. You're going to have to retell them not to, directly. I'm just playing. I don't know what that was about or why Clay Schmitz had to do that. He just kind of shoved Bruns to the ground, so.
Did he make that second free throw?
No, he missed it.
He missed it, yeah. So Bruns will go line shooting 1-1, and it looks like a sub 4 will be for the shooter, Nathan Bruns, so. Above the front end of the 1-1, up and good. Gotta get one more. 3.8 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians are going to take it. Be the losing team tonight here at the hangar. Second one is up and good. And number 15, Kyle Francis, will relieve Bruns, and he'll get a good ovation here from the crowd at the hangar. And no Lance will inbound into Petey.
We got 3.8 seconds remaining here. See if Petey can't make some magic from half court. It's up and no good. That'll be your ball game, folks, with a final score of 47-39 in favor of the Marion Local Flyers. We're going to take a short break and be right back with a little recap after this.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny.
Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. Post-game show, I'm not sure. I can't remember. I don't have the paper in front of me who the post-game...
Miracle Lanes. Post-game show.
How about that?
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
But Indians are on the losing end here, Bronny, 47-39. We'll go over scoring stats after the next commercial break. But just like you said, I think that really this the slowness in that second quarter really got the Indians, and that's where, Marion Local went off their scoring lead, and that's where they got the 8 point. Overall, it's just a lot better game than we had to say about the JV, but yeah. Indians are coming up on the losing side.
Well, and the Indians, they had their chances at the end.
For sure.
Just two possessions where it was critical. I think we were down two, and then they came back the other way. Bruns got a free throw, made it three, and we came back and wasted another possession. Yeah. So
that jump ball and snap,
jump ball and a turnover, and it just killed everything Fort Recovery had going for them. I'd say just those two in-between quarters. Our second quarter, we kind of took in front of it. I think we outscored Marion, but we didn't score much.
No.
So it's just tough to put together a ball game like that and to beat a team like that. There's a reason they're up top of the MAC. It's a pretty solid roster, and I don't know. I had fun watching. So,
yep, we're taking one commercial break, and we'll be back to talk about it a little bit more and give you the stats after this. Jump for Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Open house at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Hangar. Miracle Lanes post-game show, not halftime show, my bad. We'll go over stats here with the records. The Fort Recovery boys will drop to 8-8, 2-5 in the MAC, 500 and Marion Local varsity record will be 8-5 and 5-1 in MAC play. Scoring for Marion Local,
Nathan Bruns had 24. Max Albers had 4. Nick Tangerman had 7. Sam Huelsman had 4. Matt Reisman had 3. And Matt Everman had 5 in scoring for the Indians.
For the Indians, we have Grant Konopka with 6 of them. Peyton Judy, did he have 6 or 8? I have a mark.
He had 6.
Okay.
He threw away.
Yep. So Peyton Judy was 6. We have Derek Judy with 6. Clayton Bearson with 5. Noah Leonard's with 12 big ones. Regan Martin with, I think he had 5, didn't he? No, he had 2. I only have him marked down for 2, but I'm missing one bucket. And then we have...
Come on, Brownie.
I apologize. That's all of the Indian scoring.
So, yeah, that's our scoring, 47-39, and I'm guessing Coach Bayshore will not make his way out here. So we're going to take one more quick commercial break, come back, wrap it up, and we'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to America Lanes postgame show here at the Hangar in Marion Local. Indians fall 47-39.
Final score, so...
Like I said, Indians will fall to 8-8, and Marion Local improved to 8-5. So,
Indians the effort was definitely not in question. Just didn't get some shots to fall.
We'll have Bayshore's kid come up and talk to us.
Why is that? He's something else.
He's a smart kid. He's getting his workout in right now, though. Yeah. He's trembling up the stairs. He's a heck of a baller, though.
When my hand was messed up at the last end of last year.
He knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. Me and him would run sprints up and down the sideline to keep me in shape.
Hey,
we had fun doing it. So.
He still knows what we're talking about.
He's running away, but...
Remember, coming up tomorrow, girls will host Missinawa Valley. JV will be at 1 o'clock. That'll be a Fort Cover Radio broadcast. And then the boys will host Missinawa Valley. And the varsity game will be through WPGW and PDGD. We'll for sure get 1,000 points tomorrow night.
So.
3 points shy. Then
so
coming up next
come
week.
Come on out for Hall of Fame night.
Yeah.
And PDGD.
I mean, hey,
yeah, so that's good reason to pack the Fort Site Fieldhouse.
That's a 1-2 punch there.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat entertainment like that. So.
And then coming up next week, Thursday, girls are at St. Henry. Boys will host St. Henry. And then Saturday, girls will host Tri-Village. And boys will host Lima Shawnee. Well, that's going to wrap it up here from the hangar. You've been listening to me, Reese Rogers, and Ryan Braun here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. And you can fall short here at the hangar.
Thanks for listening.
See you tomorrow at home.
Stay warm.
Thanks, Chuck.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Basketball, choir, drama club, and march